This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu is visiting INS Kadam Naval Base in Karwar in North Karnataka tomorrow. She will be flying into Karwar Naval Base from Goa, where Karnataka Governor Thavarchand Gehlot and state ministers will welcome her. After visiting the base, the president will take a sortie aboard a submarine from the Karwar harbour. She will be the second president to undertake a submarine voyage, following former President APJ Abdul Kalam, who was aboard a naval submarine in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme, Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas, including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports and extracurricular activities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by a 4-panel committee. In Kerala, the Mandala Puja, the most important ritual of Mandala season, was performed at the hill shrine of Sabarimala Sri Dharma Sastha Temple today. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
The 41-day Mandala pilgrimage season at Sabarimala in Kerala will conclude with the closing of the temple doors at 11 p.m. tonight. The shrine will reopen at 5 p.m. on 30th December for the Magaravilakku season. Key rituals include Erimeli Petathullal on January 11, the Thiruvabharana procession from Pandalam on January 12, and Magaravilakku celebrations on January 14. Darshan during the Magaravilakku season is also being regulated through the virtual queue system along with limited spot booking as per official guidelines. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
India has a substantial base of rare earth minerals located across several coastal and inland regions. These minerals are found in coastal beach sands, red sands and inland alluvium in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Gujarat and Maharashtra. In United States, thousands of flights were cancelled or delayed due to severe winter storm which hit the Northeast during peak holiday travel. Around 1,600 flights were cancelled and 7,400 delayed, with major disruption at New York as well as Boston, Chicago and Toronto airports as of last night. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab for the next 3 days. Indian all-rounder Deepthi Sharma broke multiple records during the 30-20 against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram. With a spell of 3 for 18, she surpassed Australian legend Elise Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.